And behold, I am coming soon. Blessed is the one who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. Behold, I am coming soon. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you about these things for the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star. Jesus is our beginning and our end, Alpha and Omega, first and last. And this is the story we have to tell this Advent. The end is born in Bethlehem. And there in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes, is also the beginning of a new creation. The church cries out, Maranatha, which means the Lord has come, the Lord is coming, the Lord will come again. And so on this dark afternoon in Advent, we proclaim that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. At Bethlehem, the end has come in the birth of Jesus, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. A star signals that the end has come. A star from Jacob, a scepter that rises out of Israel to destroy the enemies of God through mercy and pity and blood. Jesus, rod of Jacob, root of Jesse, son of David, bright morning star, shines forth from a tree where in darkness he cries, "It is finished." And so it is. The end has come. This shoot from the stump of Jesse is a bloody one. The story of the world finds its end in this branch from Jesse's stem, an end that the faint of heart and the squeamish find hard to bear. It is a violent and bloody end as the child, born in Bethlehem, gives up his life for us. Sheep gone astray, mired in the swamp of sin. Despite this dark and murderous act of our crucifixion of the Son of God, Jesse's tree is still our beginning and our end. He is the rose that blooms from tender stem. And with Mary, Virgin Mother kind, we behold him as she bore to us a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Amid the cold of winter, when half spent was the night, Jesus shows God's love aright. From this branch planted on Golgotha comes forth the fruit of a new creation. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the young goat, the calf and the lion and the fatted calf together, and a little child shall lead them. This restored world comes through the flesh of Jesse's root. His end is our beginning, a world made new for us, where mercy and forgiveness, love and charity abound. O Jesus Christ, thy manger is my paradise at which my soul reclineth. For God's own child, in mercy mild, joins thee to him, how greatly God must love thee. Jesus is our end and our beginning, Alpha and Omega, first and last. God's word made flesh came forth to dwell among us. Advent reminds us that we celebrate that the end has come and the end is here. Wherever his living voice is heard by us, wherever his holy food, the banquet of paradise, is restored to us as our daily bread. The end is present among us even now, bringing in new creation. Isaiah's story, the story of the Jesse tree, is our story. It is the story of a world made new in Jesus Christ. And the family tree of Christ's holy church is centered in that root of Jesse, whose birth we celebrate in this holy season. The root of Jesse is born in Bethlehem. The end and the beginning of his story and ours. The story of a world that never ends. The good tidings of great joy. O joy beyond all gladness. He who testifies to these things says, "Surely I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus." The grace of the Lord Jesus be with all. Amen.